All right, News Radio 840 WHAS, Tony Dwight Show, Dave Jennings. Brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. Keep where you got it. We got plenty of good stories coming this hour. Just to set it up from earlier, Sluggerita.
Yeah, oh man.
Sluggeritas.
Sluggeritas.
Okay.
Last night, me and Alex Raimondo and... to all the listeners,
I didn't want to get sued. I didn't want to see if I say Sluggeritaville.
No, yeah, that's a lawsuit. I told Alex that. I said a long time ago we did a promotion called Sluggeritaville, and then Warren Buffett put a cease and desist on. I said, Warren Buffett, what are you doing, man? You're like a financial guy. What
Jimmy,
do you care,
Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, that makes more
Jimmy Buffett.
That makes way more sense.
Okay, now I get it. Yeah, there you go.
So we changed the name of it from Sluggeritaville to Pina Coladaburg.
Here's the deal. So it ran in the USA Today.
Yes.
And as a top five baseball promotion in either Major League or AAA.
Yeah.
It wasn't just AAA promotions, which is a tough way to go anyway, because that's all AAA is basically fun promotions.
Right.
So it made top five. It ran in the paper. So then obviously the Jimmy Buffett people were like, oh, that's cute. Cease and desist.
Right.
And it was like, what do we do with all these grass huts we bought?
Going back to what I said earlier, though, Louisville companies just do it better. And baseball is back. I saw it with my own eyes last
so
night.
So much fun.
Oh.
I was also at St. James Catholic School yesterday. They're having their 115th graduation class.
Wow.
It is an old building. I assume that's the original building because it looks 115 years old.
And you're actually working with the Catholic People's Foundation or something,
Catholic Education Foundation. We'll have them on next week to talk about it, because 87% of every kid that goes to St. James tuition is paid for by the Catholic Education Foundation.
How fantastic is that organization?
And these kids come from, the parents don't exist.
Yeah.
Or their apartment got burned down. Like, one of the kids was like, you see that kid here? I was like, yeah, they're like, his apartment burned down last week. They're living in a garage at this point. So these kids need help. And be able to go to Catholic school on top of that is just amazing. So St. James Catholic School, they have their challenges, but they are rolling through it. And it's haunted. There are nuns, they're ghost nuns.
I don't know if that's their selling point.
Right now.
Listen.
At night.
So here's the pitch to the parents.
Yeah.
Well, our tuition is $35,000 a semester, but with that, it comes with a hot lunch made by one of the finest chefs in the land. Also, our physical fitness is created by some of the best physicians and physical fitness experts. Oh, and we're haunted. There's ghost nuns that walk around.
All fairness to the creepy nuns that are rattling their rosary beads, the kids from the West End are like, lady, you don't scare me.
No kidding.
Lady, I come from the West End. You don't scare me. So St. James Catholic School, it's in the Highlands right there off Eastern Parkway, and it looks like one of those old – the roof that looks at that California clay tops. And it's just an old, great building. The teachers – one of the teachers lives down the street from me, and she got home after, like, we were walking in the neighborhood. She got home after a 13-hour day. She goes, I just did 13 hours at the school. And she goes, this is the most rewarding job I've ever had. So it's really cool. So we'll talk about that. I never got to the story about Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, when he was in Louisville, he was doing stand-up, I guess, at the Palace before all this broke. He showed up at U of L in just a sweatshirt and like an old pair of basketball shorts and looking for a game. So Adam Sandler plays basketball with the U of L basketball team. And I don't even know if it was the team or it was just he just showed up on campus looking for a game. He's a regular dude. He's made some goofy films lately, but all of them have been, the cartoon ones he's made, $1 billion a piece. And now he's just Netflix.
Well, he made a deal with Netflix, and I guess with that comes all the intellectual property from behind, the Happy Gilmores and stuff like that. It must have been a studio deal. But I want to say the deal to Ink Sandler for a certain amount of movies, around $70 million.
$75 is what I heard,
$75
right?
million.
Yeah.
Dollars. But at the same time, the guy's not just a basketball fan. He's a NCAA fanatic.
Yeah.
To the point where, I remember one of the movies, he had a Kentucky shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, by the way, when he played with the University of Louisville down there, and everybody, all the Cardo fans were tweeting out.
Yeah, yeah.
I said fake news. He was actually with Calipari, and I posted the picture of him wearing that Kentucky shirt.
Oh, that's great.
That now, aggravated some people.
So Adam Sandler made headlines. He walked into an IHOP. First of all, most Hollywood stars of his stature would never be caught dead in an IHOP.
Again, where does a one-legged waitress work?
IHOP.
Right.
So there's footage of the hostess. She didn't realize who he was. And she said, hey, it's going to be a 30-minute wait. He had his mask on and his beard's kind of grown out, so she didn't recognize him. So he said, I'll see you later. Yeah. I don't want to wait the 30 minutes for IHOP.
Sure.
So he left, but he didn't pull the what?
Don't you know who I am?
Bingo. So that two things. He's in an IHOP. Second, he didn't pull the don't you know who I am or take the mask off and go, are you sure you don't have a table?
Right.
Like, who wouldn't of us? Like, really wanted some pancakes, we do the mask and go, hey, man, are you sure you can't get me a spot in the back?
I would say, hey, I'm Dwight Whitman. They'd say, who?
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 Oh, you're the new dishwasher.
No,
yes.
No. No.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Aprons in the back.
Okay.
But he also said, so he saw the online TikTok where the lady said this happened and had the video. And he said he left not because it was 30 minutes. He goes, the all you can eat didn't apply to the milkshakes. So he left. He wanted all you can eat milkshakes. So that's why when he found that out, we went, oh, okay, I'm leaving. I don't know if anybody, maybe Keanu Reeves has turned the tide of public opinion.
Oh boy, that guy!
More than those two, huh? Yeah, right. Subway gives most of his money away to the. Okay. He's had tragedy his entire life. He lost his sister, his fiance, his parents. Like he's had tragedy his entire life. But he donates a lot of his money. All the money he made from The Matrix, he donated to whatever disease his sister died of.
And that reminds me of a story that I thought I pulled this morning, but yeah. I still don't have internet access.
Yeah, good job.
Evidently, Woody Harrelson helped total strangers move out of apartment.
I saw that.
And they said, no, Woody Harrelson, that's fine. He insisted.
Well,
he insisted on
what they found out was that couple had really good weed.
Right,
and,
of course.
And he was out. So,
but isn't it good to hear a regular guy's story when it comes to that? Instead of the, because most of the time it's a jerk story, right?
I think most that separate themselves from that Hollywood lifestyle make it longer. You talk a lot about these pop stars that just can't, you know. Look, Soundgarden, lead singer, couldn't, you know, he really couldn't. I don't know what kind of mental issues you had. He ended up committing suicide a couple of years ago. Why is his name now escaping?
Chris Cornell
committed suicide. I don't think he ever got over not being able to write one of those songs. I mean, I thought he was. Soundgarden was one of my favorites out of them. Matter of fact, I'm a bigger Soundgarden fan than Nirvana.
And then Audioslave.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the guy was brilliant.
Yeah. So I think the Adam Sandlers of the world and Keanu Reeves that separate themselves from Hollywood and that kind of scene, they last longer. They're much more, they're happier.
Heard an interview, I think it was Rob Schneider, who was, remember the movie that he made, Grown Ups?
Yeah.
When Grown Ups hit a certain threshold of money at the box office, not everyone in the cast, but all of the premier stars in that cast woke up that next morning and found a brand new Maserati in their driveway.
Oh.
Compliments of Adam Sandler.
Oh, my gosh.
So he said, okay, if this film, he didn't tell them this.
Right.
But then when the movie hit that high watermark of dollars that he wanted to hit,
yeah.
Maseratis all around.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, what's your favorite fast food? Well, the annual fast food awards, it's out. It's the second annual. So let's find out who comes in where at the best breakfast. It goes to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is, I don't know what they put in it, but it has addicted every teenager in America.
I believe it's, I don't know.
They all call it Jesus Chicken.
Really?
Yeah, because it's run by very religious.
Oh, that's right. They're closed on Sundays.
Yes.
Good for them, I say. They say, let our families. No. What
here's
do you mean?
Here's the fun part.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't they buy at an NFL stadium? They have a Chick-fil-A there and it's closed?
What?
I think they opened a Chick-fil-A in one of these
in Georgia.
No, in one it might have
Chick-fil-A's
been
Chick-fil-A's out of Atlanta.
It might have been Georgia that there's a Chick-fil-A, But on all the NFL games, it's closed.
No, it's Sunday they're closed.
Unless it's Monday night or Monday night football or Thursday night football.
If you dive into Chick-fil-A's business, they pay their employees more. The employees work less hours. And they make more money. And they're closed on Sunday. And they make more money than McDonald's and Burger King and all those places.
I'm not saying this because they're a sponsor of the show. If you follow me on social media, you'll know this to be true. 90% of the time when we eat out, it's Baronel's Pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just what I love.
Sure.
So I don't go to Chick-fil-A, but I see on social media where evidently their drive-thru is run like clockwork.
Oh, people.
Because I always see a line. I'm like, why would you go there?
If you have teenagers, you know this to be true. They want Chick-fil-A. They don't want anything else. So what happens is either two or three rows, okay, and it's wrapped out of the parking lot and into the street. And you know what? You'll get your food in 5 minutes because it is. They have people out with those little kiosks and the little iPads. They get your order and the name, and as you're going through, they boom, 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 boom. It's like it's unbelievable what they pull off. People were joking that if you put the vaccine distribution in Chick-fil-A's hands, it would be done. But the other side of that is that they're not very socially conscious, okay? And then all teenagers are. They're all liberals, right? So they're all freaked out. But
unless
they sell their soul for the chicken and they admit it, right?
You know what? I'm trying to think we should do the rest of this or save it for later.
All right, save it.
Should we save it for the bottom? Because some of these are really interesting.
Okay,
we'll do this after the bottom of the hour because we're going to do some good for the neighborhood at the 20 break.
Okay, so we're going to take a break here and then come back and have your buddy on? Or what?
Yeah, let's do that. Stick around. We're going to do some good for the neighborhood. There's a football coach in some need. His name is Coach Rob Reeder out of Marion County, Kentucky. We're going to talk to him and find out how we can do some good for the neighborhood after this break.
Let's talk about Christian Brothers Roofing. Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208, 244-0208. Christian Brothers Roofing, talking about they live by their values. Christian in their name is not by accident. They've been family-owned since 1997, and the owner sits right there, almost answers a lot of their phone calls. And look, they're free estimates. Bad weather? They got it. Got you covered. But get a free estimate today from Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208. They have offices in Shelbyville, Evansville, and Louisville. So wherever you are, they'll take care of you in Kentuckiana, okay? Christian Brothers Roofing lives by core values. They want to give you a great roof and one that matches what you want, right? It's not sexy to get a new roof. It kind of sucks to pay for a new roof. They'll help you out, trust me, through this process. They want to give you a great roof at a fair price. That's all it is, and it'll be done on time. Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
A little train in vain. Thumbs up from Rick. Rick driving the boat this morning. News Radio 840 WHAS. Time to do some good for the neighborhood. I think we have Coach Reeder on the line. He's with Marion County Football.
Coach!
Coach Watson gave a tip.
Knowing really well?
Yeah, Coach Watson over at Fairdale said, hey, guys, you need to have Coach Reeder on. And good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dwight. Tony, I appreciate you taking my call. And let me kind of get this out here of a coach's challenge that I want to show for the community and see if we can do some good out of this.
Amen.
But, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
We appreciate coaches and people in schools because they change our children's lives forever. I know that the coaches and teachers in my life literally changed my life forever, and sometimes you don't even know it, but you just a passing phrase to a kid. And you don't even think twice about it. It changes our lives.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Teachers did it for me.
Yep, me too.
But, man, when you get a coach,
oh,
it just takes it up a notch. Coach Reeder, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Let us know.
February the 9th of this year, I was diagnosed with stage 2 liver cancer.
Ooh.
And it was quite a surprise. Obviously, nobody ever expects nor wants that phone call. And so since then, I've had, several treatments, and I'm, still in treatment at the UK Marquis Center. you know, trying to, you know, I'm going to win this battle. And one of the things that I thought about is I want some more good to come from it, and I want to have a coach reader challenge. And when I got diagnosed and the word got out, guys, I received texts from coaches from all over the country, all over the state, and then some of my former players reached out to me, and it made me think, you know, you face a tragedy like this, people, they'll step up and tell you how much you mean to them, and I think we need more of that without having to deal with the tragedy, and I really want to challenge people out there to take 5 minutes of their day to write just a thank you card. Somebody could have just brought you a cup of coffee one day, or made sure nobody stole your mom's meatloaf in the break room for lunch, whatever the case may be. Just spend 5 minutes writing a note, telling somebody how much they mean to them, because you just never know, you know, when that time comes. And it has humbled me beyond belief to hear from former players, colleagues. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, is just having a coach reader challenge, and just take it could be on a post-it note. Thanks for bringing me some pens, whatever the case may be. And at our school, we're going to start the initiative next week, and we're going to do it throughout our whole district in Marion County High School and Marion County Public Schools. And so I just wanted to kind of get the word out. Just to get something more positive, because the world could use a little more kind.
Amen, Coach. I love this concept. And I tell you, a friend of mine, Lynn Ryson, he reached out to me out of the blue a couple of weeks ago and did something similar to this. And I cannot tell you the high that I was riding for a couple of days. So all it takes is a few minutes to affect change in a positive way. I love this challenge. All it is spreading kindness, man. What a great idea.
Coach, how did you find out you had liver cancer? What was the process like? What was the doctor and all that situation?
It was, it started Thanksgiving. And, you know, I've had better Thanksgiving Day performances. At the dinner table, Dwight knows, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen, you know, I've had better performances eating-wise, and I just felt miserable. And then from that, you know, and I dealt with that for, you know, throughout December. And then I went for my regular, I went for the colonoscopy, and they found some things. And then I had a MRI on February the 9th, and that's where they found the mass. They couldn't really, it was a process to get there.
Yeah.
But they found the mass February the 9th, and then I started my treatment at UK, and they've got this, what I'm on, they've done something called Y90, where they shoot radioactive beads at the tumor in hopes to kill it and cut the blood supply off. And I've had a pretty good week, to say the least, this week, and I spent the past 2 weeks at UK Hospital, but I'm a lot stronger today, and we start spring ball today, so I plan on being there for the first part of practice.
Good for you.
My wife is, she's been an absolute saint, and she's gonna be right there, and we're going to go and kind of get practice started and see the kids. And but that was kind of the process of how it all went down. It was just, I'll never forget the call. When they called me, it was surreal. But I plan on winning, fellas.
Hey, love the attitude.
We love you, Coach Reiner.
And this show loves you. The city loves you. Marion County loves you. And your students and your players love you. The Coach Reiner Challenge, all you got to do is spread some kindness. Coach, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and
Coach.
We'll do some social media on this as well.
We got
your
back.
Okay?
We got your back.
Hey, thank you all so much. God bless. I'm just, I appreciate the time to try to get this word out.
Yep.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
go kick its ass, brother, okay?
Yeah, he's exactly right.
That's the goal.
Yeah, thank
all
you,
right.
Coach. Yep.
There you go, man. What a guy.
He's exactly
I'm telling
right.
You.
Just a little something makes people.
It had nothing to do with giving financially. All you have to do is spread some kindness. What a guy. While he's facing that, that's the concept he comes up with.
I remember real quick before we go to break. Or you got something?
I was going to say Tony's breaking alive.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who are you going to trust when it comes to preventive maintenance or maintenance on your vehicle? Who can you trust in anything anymore? Well, you can trust the crew at Tony's Brake and Alignment. It's the only place where I go for preventive maintenance or maintenance on my car, my wife's car, my sweet mother's, any of my friends and families. The second that you walk into the lobby at Tony's Brake and Alignment, you're going to know why. Talking about the best staff, the best diagnostic equipment that money can buy, and it's not just brakes and alignment. They do it all on anything. I've seen little Miatas. I've seen dump trucks in there. No matter what the vehicle, go to Tony's Brake and Alignment. They're so confident in their work, and they should be because they're professionals and have been for three generations. Now, they don't give you just a warranty. They give you a three-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Find that somewhere else. I dare you. Put your mind at rest. Go with the best. That's my friends at Tony's Brake and Alignment.
Back after this.
Broadcasting live 24/7 from the Tom Trexler Plumbing, Air, and Electric Studios. This is News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hey, baby, this is Little Steven. You are listening to Tony and Dwight.
How about that little Steven Van Zandt? Backstreet Boys. E Street Band. Same thing.
No.
Hey, everybody's Bruce Springsteen. This is the Backstreet Band.
We were talking about fast food joints when we left, and we couldn't get off Chick-fil-A because their story is so compelling.
Yeah.
It really is. The teenagers love Chick-fil-A, and they're all activists for social issues, except for and they admitted to it in the car the other day. They were just like, "Oh no. Yeah, we'll sacrifice our soul for the chicken." I was like, okay.
So the annual Fast Food Awards published. It's out there. And we got in on one category, then we chased a squirrel. Like he said, it was Chick-fil-A, best breakfast. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the next category. Best chicken nuggets, Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. I mean, that's it. They have the grilled ones, not just the fried up with the ones with the breading on it.
I mean, it's better than KFC, right? But there's something about KFC's original recipe, right?
Yeah. But if they're shaped like a dinosaur, they do taste better. I don't know why that is.
Or an asteroid. Okay, best onion rings goes to Sonic. We have a Sonic here.
I believe that.
Best fish sandwich goes to Popeyes. I thought they had the best chicken sandwich. Wasn't that the big thing?
I haven't eaten at a Popeyes since 1979.
I haven't either. Best bacon cheeseburger, that award.
Wendy's.
Nope.
Hang on. Burger King.
Burger King. Yeah. Flame broiled, right? How do you not do that?
I haven't eaten it. Yeah.
How is this a category? It must be because we're in 2021. Oh, you ready for this category?
All right.
Best plant-based menu item.
Yeah. Burger King.
No. This just sounds disgusting. And again, if you're a vegetarian, just be a vegetarian. Quiznos plant-based corned beef. Why would you want...
Okay, you got to get your head around that one. Look, some vegans are...
If it's a medical issue, I guess. Right?
Yeah, but they sometimes do crave that meat taste. They just don't... They choose not to. And it does. I've had the beef. It tastes like real beef. But my problem is there's so many chemicals in it. How is that healthier for me than the beef?
Well, even on this show when they did the plant-based Whopper, remember that?
Yes.
We did. I looked up the stats on that versus the regular Whopper.
Yeah.
There was more sodium. There was more fat.
Yeah.
It was way unhealthier than the regular Whopper.
Correct.
And a Whopper's not healthy.
Yeah. But they think it's cruelty to animals. They don't like the way the animals are treated when they're slaughtered, all that stuff.
Best soft-serve ice cream. Sonic wins that one.
Yeah, Sonic is pretty good, dude.
I disagree with this. Well, no, this is fine. Best
DQ didn't get best soft-serve ice cream?
Well, it's not soft-serve. It's a they do have soft-serve, don't
they? Soft-serve is what a darn Blizzard is.
No, Blizzard's not. They turn the Blizzard upside down. Soft-serve is something else. That's where it comes out like a little.
Yeah, but I believe that blizzards are made with soft serve ice cream and they just put junk in it.
I don't know. No, because they do like a blah, it's like thick.
No, they don't blank.
Yeah, they do.
They don't do a blank.
Yes, they do. Let me tell you, if anybody knows about a blizzard, it's me. Because I get the chocolate extreme blizzard with extra stuff.
Have you ever heard how long it takes to get a milkshake done at Steak and Shake? They sit there forever. It's like, oh my God, just give it to me.
Look at my paper hat. It's distracting. But it's also a hamburger. You go through the drive-thru and you say, give me a cheeseburger and a milkshake. And you're there 25 minutes and you're the only car.
And when you get the triple cheeseburger, it's still tiny.
Yeah, sometimes you want your food already made in a wrapper, sitting under a hot high beam light.
Yeah, that's what we're used to.
All right, the best value mail goes to Del Taco's dollar deals. Do we have a Del Taco here?
I've never heard of Del Taco in my life.
Best new menu item did go to Wendy's. Maple bacon chicken croissant. That actually sounds pretty good.
Oh, say what?
Regional chain of the year. We don't have one here. It's Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger.
Yeah.
Why did you say Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Oh, what a. Oh,
not
that
what.
Sense. Whataburger. Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yeah. I want a Whataburger to open up here.
A what?
Whataburger. It's Mark Wahlberg and his brother.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Chain of the year goes to Wendy's. I like this one. Fast Food Lifetime Achievement Award. Any idea?
White Castle.
Yes, it was White Castle.
Yes. I had to pick one that has been around since like the 20s or something, right? Like the oldest ones.
I don't get this category. Best casual fried chicken sandwich. We're talking about fast food, so aren't all of them casual?
No, there's some that do, I guess, do it better, but I'm sure McDonald's won that.
No. Zaxby's.
Oh.
Do one more, then we'll get out of
this. That's not casual to me. Zaxby's, that's their specialty.
What do you mean casual?
Zaxby's is delicious.
This chicken dressed in sweats before we killed it.
Zaxby's is delicious.
All right, let's do one more, then we'll get off this. Best fast casual fries.
McDonald's.
Nope, Five Guys. I wish Ollie's Trolley, we should do a Louisville one of these with callers sometime.
Yeah, I just, some of these burger joints like the Five Guys and the whatever, Smash
Burger. Did the one here go under?
I don't know. I just know that you go in there for a couple burgers with your family and they go $78.90. And you go, I'm sorry, what? I'm having burgers and fries.
Well,
you just said $78.
There's one burger joint, I'm not going to name them because I'm sure it's great. Yeah. It's just not for me. But Susan and I were asked to go there, and everyone was harping about how great it was. We go in there. Number one, it's white tablecloths, but it's a burger joint.
Okay.
Okay? So, okay, and the lights are down. And I look at the menu, and nothing is reminiscent of a cheeseburger. It's like this truffle oil served on a harvest wheat roll. I'm like, a hamburger comes on a bun.
Yeah.
And I had to ask my wife, because we were with another couple, What's truffle oil?
Yeah, I had that problem. I love what's the one with the red rooster?
Red Robin. They put an egg on it.
Yeah, Red Robin's delicious. Oh, their onion rings are delicious. But it's $80 for a family of four. I'm like, it's burgers and onion rings, man. Come on.
Is Ollie's Trolley as good as I remember?
It's all about the history. Yeah.
You think I'm just romanticizing
it's
that?
It's just like Saxon. They're terrible. But they.
Whoa!
I'm sorry. No. Back. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that.
No, Rick, I need you to isolate that. He just said Saxon.
Okay.
He said yes.
Saxton.
No,
is not as good as you remember.
No, they are. They're better.
Here's where I am with Kiss. I love Kiss, but I don't like them as much as I did when I was seven.
I do.
Because I was seven.
I do. And every time I see them in concert, it transports me back
to the 70s. And the music is pretty basic.
The music of Kiss is fantastic.
It's fun, cartoonish kind of music.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think about Paul Stanley.
I was talking to somebody backstage before, and they said, Tony Vadetti sucks.
I agree with that, Paul Stanley.
Paul, I'm sorry. I just have an opinion.
Stick your sorrows in a sack of ooh.
Okay. He almost
Paul
cussed.
Stanley.
Why would you do that, dude?
I know. I forgot he was around here.
Kiss is the defendant.
How did he get in here?
I don't
he
know.
He was hanging out at the Tom May compound and then at our broadcast.
Here's all I know. Josh Everett and Michael Jordan, our bosses, says you can come back to the studio, but it's restricted. No guests. Just you, right. Tony, and Dave. And next thing you know, it was me, you, Dave, Bill Cox.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci showed up. Paul Stanley showed up.
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, they scare you with the rules, and then you just go do your own thing.
There you do, baby.
All right, Christian Brothers Roofing. Christian Brothers Roofing. Christian Brothers Roofing. Talk about living by your values. That's exactly what they do. You can trust them at Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208. 244-0208, Shelbyville, Evansville, Louisville. They've got you covered in the Kentuckiana area. Christian Brothers Roofing. If you need a commercial roof, you need a residential roof for the house, and we've had some bad weather, free estimates all around. So even if it's got damage or not, they still do a free estimate for you, okay? And then they walk you through what's the best roof for your house, right? And they'll say, hey, how long do you want this to last? What do you want it to look like? They're not just there to sell you a roof. There's so many roofers out there that are just trying to go bing, bong, bang, boom, boom, and done. Christian Brothers walks you through it. They give you a fantastic price, and then you move on, and they get it on your house or your business. Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208. All right, the rant work. Oh, go ahead.
I just got a text from my wife.
Yes?
This is urgent, so I got to share this with the listeners.
Oh, no.
Hey, baby, Lemmy peed but did not poop. I did not feed him. And I have a virus on my work email, so don't open anything from me. I love you. Well, sweetheart, if you're listening, maybe if you didn't go to those questionable sites that I've warned you about.
It's true.
I see a picture of...
Well, didn't she go to therapy for these sites? Like, she's hooked on them?
She did, but then, yeah. You know, the whole time that we were in therapy, I was listening to the brilliant therapist, and she was on her phone looking at that crap, and I'm like, it's a waste of time. Just, sometimes you just got to turn her over to her ways.
Why?
I don't understand why people...
Stop.
Yeah.
Why does she have to text you with whether Lemmy pee-peed or pooped?
Am I a good parent or not? That's the stupidest question I've ever heard in my life.
You're right.
Why do you got to take something beautiful and make it look stupid?
You're right.
Is it because you're jealous of me and the love for my dog?
Yes, yes, I am.
Well, then get a life, good sir. Good day.
You're right.
I said good day.
I'm sorry. I stepped over the line. I'm sorry. And into the dog poop because you don't pick it up. Back after
did you listen to the text? He peed and did not poop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're an idiot. Sometimes I wonder if you even listen to me, man. I'm telling you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. News Radio 840 WHAS. All right, we're just about wrapping things up. What we learned from today's show
is my dog peed but did not poop.
Correct. Plus, Sluggeritas at Slugger Field are half price on Wednesday nights.
Every Wednesday.
We learned that St. James Catholic School is 115 years old, and it's haunted by ghost nuns at night.
We learned that your car is stealing and harvesting your data. More importantly, when you use a rent-a-car, it's doing the same, including the naked pictures your wife sends you.
We also learned that Rolling Stone thinks the top sitcom of all time is The Simpsons, followed by Cheers. We also learned that Adam Sandler's really cool.
Really cool guy.
Just an awesome dude.
He really is.
He really is. We also learned that Coach Reeder is going through some troubles. He is a coach at Marion
County High. What a guy, man.
We love Coach Reeder. And he just wants to have a Reeder challenge, which is...
Yeah, the Coach Reeder challenge wasn't how many push-ups. It wasn't giving financially. It was... Be kind to some people. Mm-hmm. How about that, man?
Yes. So we learned a lot today on today's show. We appreciate you coming and hanging with us. If you want to enjoy those Sluggeritas, and they serve them every day.
Every single day.
Every single day. But Wednesdays, they're half price.
Okay. Never say that one man can't make a difference. I'm talking about the man that showed up to the Derby looking like the bad guy in... That Roger Rabbit movie.
Tom Brady.
Since joining the Buccaneers, well, the merchandise has gone up 1,200%.
Where's your hat?
This year.
Where's your hat?
It's under your... Where's your ears?
Oh, where's your ears?
Where's your Buccaneers?
I know.
Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go. Where's your Buccaneers?
It's under...
under your bucket hat. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I screwed up that joke.
So did I.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, man. It's Tony and Dwight with Dave Jennings. Dave Jennings will be back on Monday. Thank you, Rick, for producing today's show.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Keep it locked. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Good night, Mary.